Welcome to Kindly Gifted. I'm your host, Kate Tarantiva, and I can't wait to unwrap the world of influence with you. Every day, your gifted episodes, see what I did there, to help you become fluent in the business of creativity and learn the best-kept industry secrets to creating an online presence worth remembering. It's really like having a momager on speed dial. So let's dive into it. Every time I give an interview or I start working with a new client, we always start the conversation with what is personal branding and how does personal branding differ from product or traditional branding within a business, which is also something I do. That being said, there are very few personal branding professionals that use marketing from the product world and apply it to personal branding. And the reason being is one, the marketing industry is very, very fucking small. Two, most of the personal branding people that you see on social media are not marketing professionals. They are personal development coaches. And that's great. And you definitely can benefit from that. But that's not what I do and not something I associate with, because my thing is, if a brand came to me with their product, let's say Twice came to me with their toothpaste, right? Like, the product's already completed. It's not my job to sit here and like develop this product, right? I'm not a product developer. So I'm not sitting here trying to advise on like how the product could be better. In my eyes, it's already done. It's already there. It's already great as is. Now I have to figure out a way to like sell it, promote it, find its USP, connect it with the right audience, all these different things. And that's exactly what I do for personal brands as well. For me, it was simply like easier to have that approach to things. One, because I'm by no means any type of life coach or personal development coach, and like, no, do not want to be associated with that at all. That's would be totally false advertising. But also because like it's the parallels between personal brands and product brands are literally there for me, because that's the industry experience that I have. So it's a lot easier for me to use existing marketing strategies from the product world and translate them into personal brands. So when it comes to a personal brand, like, my job is to not look at you and be like, how could you be a better person? It's like, no, you're already great as is. This is who you are. Let's now take you and create content strategy and create like a target audience for the type of person that you want to connect with and build a relationship with online as an audience member, and the kinds of brands that you would want to work with, the things that you believe in, your like unique value that you and you only represent, and try to help you communicate that to the outside world. So the key difference between product brands and personal brands, with all of that being said, is that personal brands are harder to like create in the same way that you would create a product brand, right? Like, at one point you didn't have a product, and then, you know, you and let's say your co-founder put your heads together and you guys made this cookie dough. Now you have a product. With personal brands, it's a lot harder to do that. Like, when I talk on this podcast about building a personal brand or creating a personal brand, I more so talk about like building a marketing strategy for yourself. But I don't necessarily mean like you have to create yourself, because then we venture into the territory of like, is that a persona? Is it fake? Are we doing it so that we can just, because it's easily more marketable than who you actually are, right? So for me personally, I don't necessarily think that you can like create a personal brand in the same way that you can create a product brand. The thing that you can create for personal brands is a marketing strategy, right? So that's what platforms are best for you. Are you better short form or long form? Like, are you the type of person that would write a newsletter? Would you have a YouTube channel? Like, do you think you can make impact in beauty? Is that what you're really passionate about? Or do you like fashion more? Maybe you like both. And is your strength video editing or audio edit? You know, that kind of stuff. It's taking the things that you're already, like, you are already complete, right? So it's taking the things that you are already really good at, maybe the things that you're not good at, and either deciding if you as a person like want to work on them, or do you want to delegate them, or, you know, maybe just not do anything about it and accept it. Like, so there's no in terms of like improvement and customization and like development that really happens in the product space. If that's something that a client is looking for, or something that I can kind of sense that they're looking for to be like developed as a person or, you know, improved, then I'm like, maybe you should find a therapist or like a personal development coach of some sorts. But a personal branding consultant or a personal branding specialist is a marketing professional in essence, and as somebody that can take something that already exists and market it as is. Now you also have somebody who maybe specializes in PR as well that can be like, oh, this might be a better like angle, or this, you can phrase this a little better here, there, or this can make you look better, or this can make you seem this way. And those are some things that I, as a personal branding consultant, have advised as well. But in terms of actually like creating a personal brand, it's more so about being who you are and figuring out the best marketing strategy that can help distribute and sell and communicate who it is that you are, the things that you believe in, so that you can find the right viewers and audience members to welcome into your community and build a safe space for those people around the interests that you have. So I wanted to clearly and quickly define the differences between personal branding and product branding. Ideally, somebody who is a personal branding professional in the truest essence is somebody who has product branding experience or who can product brand as well. So for me personally, that applies. For some people that I've seen on the internet, it immediately I can tell that like that's probably a coach or like a life coach professional or a personal development coach professional. But are they a personal brand consultant? No. And rarely will you ever see somebody who is like a true personal brand consultant market themselves as a personal branding coach. We don't coach nothing. We take expertise that is in the marketing industry and we translate it to you. So I wanted to give that clarification. I hope it can be helpful for anybody who maybe needed that in some of the earlier episodes. I realize that I do use that language of like create a personal brand or build a personal brand, but I just wanted to take a moment to clarify that like I'm not saying in essence to like create a persona, create yourself, because you're already created, you're already complete. It's more so figuring out how do you sell yourself, how do you market yourself, how do you view yourself as a product, and help yourself reach the target audience that you were looking to build a community with. Thanks for tuning in to Kindly Gifted. To support the podcast, please leave a review, share with your friends, and don't forget to subscribe. Make sure you follow me on TikTok at Kate Mob for more creative secrets from the internet's momager. See you on the next episode of Kindly Gifted.